You know, sometimes when we are going through a hard time, we ask others to pray for us and we pray for ourselves. But what if we did something different? That in the middle of our trial, instead of praying for ourselves, that we prayed for others. My friend, something happens supernaturally as we pray for others, even while in the middle of our own trial.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
We are in the book of Philippians chapter 1, verse 12. But I want you to know, brethren, that the things which have happened to me have actually turned out for the furtherance of the gospel. This book of Philippians is known as one of Paul's prison epistles. He's in prison while writing this letter to those in Philippi. Now, Paul doesn't know that one day that this epistle will be canonized and used in the Bible. This letter is inspired by the Holy Spirit. It's interesting that while Paul is in prison, that he's encouraging others. Think about it. I mean, Paul's in prison. He's in prison for preaching the gospel, for preaching the truth, for helping people find their way, for delivering folks that are bound, for doing what is right. I would have to say that Paul is in a tough spot. I mean, these are not easy times. This is hard. This is difficult. Yet Paul is encouraging others, even though he is in his own trial. Friend, there is something to this. Many times when we are going through a hard time, we pray for ourselves and we ask others to pray for us. And we should pray, and that's okay. But what if we instead pray for others even while in our own trial? You see, there is something that happens supernaturally as we choose to pray for others in the midst of our own trial. There is a strength that comes from God as we pray for others. This makes me think of Job. Job had a rough time. He was in the midst of the spiritual battle of his life. He lost his 7 sons. He lost his 3 daughters. He lost his servants, everything gone. And then Job was stricken with boils from the top of his head to the sole of his feet, and he scraped them with broken pottery. He sat there in ashes. I would have to say that this would be the trial of all trials. On top of this, Job had his 3 friends who didn't have the mind of the Lord, and they gave him bad counseling. It wasn't the Lord speaking through his 3 advisors. And we find that God's wrath was aroused against these 3 men because they did not speak what was right concerning God. And I think it's imperative that we have the mind of the Lord before we give advice to somebody. So God told them to take 7 bulls, 7 rams, and go to Job and offer them up as a burnt offering. And then God said, "And my servant Job shall pray for you." Job pray, Job that is sick, Job that is going through the battle of his life. That's right, my friend, Job. And after that, the Bible says, "And the Lord restored Job's losses." When did he do that? When he prayed for his friends. Indeed, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. My friend, it's good to pray. You may pray for yourselves in your trial or your situation, and that's okay, and we should pray. We are to bring our petition before God. We are to cast our cares upon Him. But it's also good to pray for others. That's right, even in the middle of your trial, we can pray for others in their trial or their difficulty. And perhaps in the process of praying for others, God will bring you out of your captivity or your trial. My friend, what happens when we pray for others? It gets our eyes off of ourselves. It gets our eyes off of our own trial, our own circumstance, and it gets our eyes upon the Lord. My friend, we can pray for others, and perhaps God will bring us out of our captivity. I know this one thing, God is faithful. And He will be with you, and He will help you. He will strengthen you, even though it might not look like it. I know this one thing, God was with Job the entire time.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.